but as we all know, we had COVID prior, and we're going to need to learn how to live with.
America's talking to Fox News.
Voted one of Virginia's top newscasts now.
It's a new world, you know, it's a different era.
On Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV, AM and FM, Charlottesville.
Partly sunny skies with the afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Highs into the lower 90s.
74 degrees outside of the Automated Office System studios at 5 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first. Today begins Virginia's sales tax holiday. You can buy qualifying school supplies, clothes, and shoes without paying any sales tax. This also goes for select generators, chainsaws, and other hurricane preparedness items. The sales tax holiday will not last long as it ends Sunday night. You can find out more at tax.virginia.gov.
7th District Representative Abigail Spanberger is pressing the U.S. Postal Service about the closure of the Montpelier Station post office in Orange County. She's asking for more information about the decision to close the office, the employment status of the employees, and alternatives for Orange County residents to pick up mail and packages.
Moose's by the Creek in the Belmont area is collecting cleaning supplies, water, hygiene items, dog and cat food, hand sanitizer, fans, dehumidifiers, baby wipes, diapers, etc. for those affected by the flooding in Kentucky. It begins Friday, and it'll be 8 to 3 all days through the weekend. They're hoping to fill a 26-foot U-Haul and spread the love through the area and help those affected by the Kentucky floods at Moose's by the Creek.
TSA officers at Reagan National Airport in Arlington prevented a Charlottesville man from carrying a loaded handgun onto a flight with him on Wednesday. The .40 caliber gun, loaded with 5 bullets, was found among the man's carry-on items. Authorities confiscated it and cited the man, who said he was in a rush to fly to Florida to attend a funeral and forgot that he had his loaded gun with him.
Gas prices in the Commonwealth continue to dip. According to AAA Mid-Atlantic, the average price for a gallon of unleaded gas in Virginia sits at $3.92. That's more than a 10-cent drop from this point last week and 50 cents less than last month.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Katherine Young.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, 74 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weekend Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Central Virginia's home of NASCAR racing Sunday at 2 from Michigan, brought to you by Charlie Obaugh Chevy and University Tire on WCHV.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A good Samaritan that saved a woman and her family from floodwaters in Kentucky makes today's Dean's List. We've all seen the devastating pictures of the tragedy that has unfolded across the Midwest with record-setting rain. Randy Pauly encountered the floodwaters where he lives in Whitesburg. He himself was stranded while getting gas. Watching from a distance, he saw a man saving an elderly woman who was trapped in her home as the water was rising. He could hear people yelling across the roadway to get help. He tried calling 911, but they were overwhelmed and couldn't get to his call. And then he witnessed someone he described as a hero swim over to the house and start banging on a door and a window. It took about 30 minutes from start to finish, but the man entered the house through the window and helped each of the 3 family members leave safely. A member of the rescued family said that her grandmother, uncle, and brother